If you're fascinated by what's going on in the courtroom, then you'll be even more interested in what's happening behind the scenes. Here's a teaser of an in-depth debrief between myself and journalist Alison Shaw, who covered the case at the time of the murder, as we piece together the evidence with the theories.
Tell me what you know of the hypothesis of that journey and why they were looking for a bag, why they were looking for shoes. We have heard some of it in the trial, but we know that he bought the shoes, but they hadn't the whole story behind it, which we all have heard different variations of. But
the thinking was that when he had committed the crime, he was wearing the shoes that he had to get rid of. And although it seems like a meticulously planned crime, this is clearly one thing they'd forgotten about. So he had to get a new pair of shoes. It would have been a bit suspicious if he'd done it in Aberdeen, so hence he went to Edinburgh. He had the excuse he was going to return books to the library in Edinburgh that he'd used for his PhD. But we were led to understand that he might have taken some books, but certainly would have had the murder weapon, any bloodstained clothing, and the shoes in a green duffel bag. Now, he did make reference to a green Harvard bag, because he just wanted to get that in, that he'd been at Harvard. I wonder if it was that bag. And that he'd gone to Edinburgh University, where there's apparently an incinerator.
And if you want to hear the rest of that interview, along with lots of other bonus content, photos, documents, timelines, head to the Patreon. For the price of a cup of coffee, you're getting masses of extra content, and all the while supporting me so I can continue to do more series. The information is in the show notes.